squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Got a big showdown here in Seneca. Mihawk Central is taking on Jefferson West. Jared Clubby with you once again for another edition of our Game of the Week here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Well, addressing this one, Mihawk Central has won the last 10 meetings dating back to the 2019-2020 season. And this is their second meeting this year, with Mihawk Central winning on January 5th by a final score of 38-26. It was kind of an ugly game. Mihawk Central started up with an 11-0 lead. Jefferson West responded with a 16-6 run to cut the deficit down to one at halftime. The Thunder shut out the Tigers in the third quarter, 9-0, and they will balloon that run to a 20-3 run, and that would put the game out of the reach. The Tigers, they just made two field goals. That was it in the entire second half. Kelly Stones was the leader in points for Jefferson West. However, there was an issue with the confusion with the number of fouls that she had in that game, as they had her with five fouls when she really only committed four. So they had her fouled out with about a minute, 2 minutes left in the game. And as for Mihawk Central, Callie Honeyman, she led the Thunder in scoring. She had 12 in that game, with 10 of those coming in the second half. Well, Jefferson West comes in this one having lost five of their last six, and the Tigers have lost their last four road games. They were played consecutively on February 2nd. How about this? 5th, 6th, and 7th. So three consecutive days, three consecutive road games, a brutal stretch for Jefferson West as a result of all the cancellations and postponements from early and mid-January. The last and only road league win for Jefferson West was back on December the 15th. That was a game at Sebessa. Now for Mihawk Central, they're on a different track. They are the number three ranked team in the entire state according to the KBCA. In Class 3A, as we start to get closer and closer towards sub-state, we'll break down the sub-state standings here in just a second. And they have won eight games in a row, going back to the semifinal round of the Wellsville Top Gun Invitational. And that was a triple overtime loss to Spring Hill. It really is incredible what the Thunder have done the past couple seasons in the Big 7 league. They've won 25 of their last 26 games. Last year, that lone loss being the final regular season game of the year in league play, that is, I should suggest, that was against Riverside. Well, if Mihawk Central, if they win here tonight, they clinch a share of their If they win tonight, they clinch a share of their seventh consecutive league title. But if they win and Riverside loses tonight, then they will clinch outright. And a fun fact, the Thunder clinched a year ago today to the date. Looking at the Big 7 standings, Mihawk Central 12-0 in league play, 16-2 overall on the season. And as for Riverside, they are 11-1, 17-1 on the year, with, of course, that lone loss being on Saturday. That was, of course, to this Mihawk Central team. They'll face off against each other right here, coming up on Tuesday, and we'll be broadcasting that one right here on KMZA. So you don't want to miss that one, that is for sure. Riverside trying to catch a piece of the title. That is, if Mihawk Central wins tonight, then they would catch a piece. But if Mihawk Central loses, Riverside wins, and that would kind of leave it all up to that game on Tuesday. And then looking at the rest of things, really is a significant drop-off from Riverside to 3rd through 8th. Hiawatha in 3rd place. They won yesterday. They're 6-6 and 6-12 overall. They're 0-6 in non-league play. They play Royal Valley tonight, and they host Sebessa on Tuesday. Holton, they are in 4th at 5-7, 7-11 overall. They're at Sebessa tonight. Jefferson West is in 5th at 5-8, 7-11. Royal Valley is in 6th at 4-9, 5-13. Perry LeCompton, they are 3-9, 6-12. And Sebessa, they are in last, tied actually for last with Perry LeCompton, 3-9, and 4-14 overall. And looking at the sub-state standings, starting off with the Riley County sub-state standings, Silver Lake is 17-0. On the season, and they have clinched home court advantage. So is Mihawk Central, so is Rossville. And speaking of Mihawk Central, they are in second place. They are a game and a half back of Silver Lake, and they can still get first place. But Silver Lake does have a couple of, I wouldn't say easy games, but both the teams that Silver Lake is playing are playing for the rest of the season are under 500. And Silver Lake does play a game on the 22nd, but that will not count towards sub-state standings. And as for Rossville, they are 15-3, so they also have a chance to get the number 2 seed, but they can't get the number 1. As they finish up their season with Riley County, they are 10-7. And then they play at Rock Creek, which Rock Creek is in Class 4A. They are 4-13 on the season. Beloit is there in fourth. They are looking to clinch home court advantage. All they got to do is win one more game, either at home against Minneapolis tonight or at Class 2A Smith Center next Tuesday. Minneapolis is kind of hoping some things break their way in order for them to get home court advantage. As they're at 12-5, they're at Beloit tonight. And then at Class 2A Ellenwood, who is just 4-14 on the season, so a winnable game is there, but they are at the win at Beloit, which is going to be a tough one. And they are, in the end, probably going to have to play Beloit in the 4-5 matchup in the sub-state first round. The 6th seed is Raleigh County. They're 10-7. They can still get the 5th seed, but they're at Rossville tonight. That's a tough one for them, and they're at Mission Valley of Class 2A. That'll be on Monday. St. Mary's is in 7th place. They're 9-8, so the top 7 teams in the sub-state are all above 500. It's a brutal sub-state. They're at Council Grove tonight. They're just 3-15. And then on Tuesday, they face Waubunsee on the road. And they have a game on the 22nd that will not go towards their standing record. And as for Marysville, they're an 8th, but they're not even that bad of a team either. They're 8-10 on the season. They play Class 4A Chapman tonight, NCKL action. And then another NCKL game on Tuesday they're going to be hosting a very good Wamego team. So again, Silver Lake, Rossville, Nemaw Central have all clinched home court advantage for the first round. And the records will be submitted next Wednesday. So if this season were to end today, it's Marysville at Silver Lake, St. Mary's at Nemaw Central, Riley County at Rossville, in Minneapolis at Beloit. But there are some questions that still need to be answered. That's for the Class 3A Royal Valley girls in sub-state standings. Topeka Hayden has clinched first place. They did so quite a while ago. They're 14-3. Everybody else is below 500. So Topeka Hayden is head and shoulders above everybody else. Second place is ACCHS. They are 6-9 on the season, 3 games below 500. They are trying to wrap up second place and clinch a spot, or a clinch home court advantage, that is. They're at Oskaloosa tonight. Oskaloosa, a scrappy team in the Northeast Kansas League with ACCHS. Then they host Horton and then Jefferson County North. So still 3 games left for the Tigers. So that gives them kind of a bit of a leg up on Jefferson West, who is in third place. Got cut off there. Sorry about that, as we have some technical difficulties. And try to get it back on the air. This coincides to commercial break. We'll be back here in a couple minutes here on the MSN Sports Radio Network.
Go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Apologies for the technical difficulties. They had the outlet that was below me, knocked the power out, but we are back. And continuing on with the Royal Valley Girls Substate standing, third place is Jefferson West. They are 7-11, and they got some work to do if they want to get home court advantage. Hiawatha, they took care of business last night. They won another 6-12, tied with Perry Lee Compton, who is in fifth place. Royal Valley is in sixth at 5-13. Sabetha is in seventh at 4-14. And Bishop Ward, they are locked in as the 8th seed at 0-17. So it will be Bishop Ward at Topeka Hayden for sure. Everything else from 2 through 7 is a total crapshoot at the moment. and we'll find out to see how things shape out as we get one step closer to sub-state. That will start here in just a little bit. It'll be, so as the season were to end today, it's Bishop Ward at Topeka Haven, which is locked in, Sabetha at ACCHS, Royal Valley at Jefferson West, and Hiawatha at Perry LeCompton. But again, things could change. Actually, Perry LeCompton at Hiawatha now, as those two flip-flops after last night, after Hiawatha beat the Cause. And we'll have the starters be announced here in just a bit. And we are about to get underway here in Seneca. Should be a big time showdown here in the Big 7. Omaha Central trying to clinch their seventh consecutive league title and do so on the same night which they clinched a year ago. And again, if they win and Riverside loses tonight, then they can win it outright this season like they did last year. As Riverside, they lost three games last year. In Omaha Central, they lost just the one game at Riverside. All right, let's take a look at the starters. First for Jefferson West, they will line up like this. Number one is senior, Ella Dickey. Number two is senior, Hallie Tuck. Number five, a senior, Kinley Stones. Number 22, a sophomore, Addison Schwinn. And number 34, a sophomore, Colby Noel. And now for the starters for Omaha Central. Number three, a 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. Number five, a 5'7 junior, Zoe Sudbeck. Number 20, oh, I beg your pardon, sorry, number 14, a 5'6 junior, Hallie Holthouse. And number 30, a 5'6 junior, Cammie Dollinghouse, and a 6' junior, number 31, Reagan Garrity. So Omaha Central will be in the whites. Jefferson West will be in the black. So we're going to do the national anthem before the boys' game. So we are getting ready to get this one underway. And Omaha Central coaches kind of made a signal as if, hey, we're not doing the national anthem, so we are going to go straight to it. So, again, whites for Omaha Central, the blacks for Jefferson West. Got the blue numbers for Omaha Central, and blue letters as well. The purple and blue striping down the side. Actually, sorry, purple letters for Omaha Central, but the blue numbers. As for Jeff West, got the red letters and numbers. Tiger logo just above the numbers on the back of the jersey. So it is Addison Schwinn tipping for Jefferson West and Callie Honeyman tipping for Omaha Central. There it goes, and we are underway as the Tigers win the tip. It is Ella Dickey who wins it. And we are underway here in Seneca. Looking to her left, coming at the elbow, bounce pass, Dickey gets it out to Tuck, she goes to her right. Bounce pass near side corner, Schwinn, the sophomore, drives, kick. Left side wing, Stones, again, leading scorer in the first meeting with 8 points, so we'll kick it out. Tuck surveys as Omaha Central in a man-to-man defense, closing out, three on the way. That's off the heel, no good from Addison Schwinn, long rebound out of bounds. And we'll go to the Thunder. Omaha Central, head coached by Patton Hilgen, and Jefferson West, they are head coached by Felipe McCree. First possession of the game for Omaha Central. They'll go to the far side with Hallie Holthouse to the short corner for Garrity. Top of the key look for Callie Honeyman. Left side three on the way is good for Cammie Dollinghouse. Leading scorer for Omaha Central coming into tonight. And now on the press, deflection out of bounds. It will stay with the Tigers. Oh, correction, sorry. Callie Honeyman the leading scorer. Cammie Dollinghouse second on the team in scoring. Raleigh pop pass to Dickey just before half court. Now they do get it across half court with Hallie Tuck. Well, pass far side corner. Schwinn give it to Dickey. Now they'll bring it back and reconvene. Having to her left, kicking it out. Schwinn from the wing. She fumbles the ball and it's loose, picked up by Dollinghouse. Up ahead to cutting Garrity up the left side. Pass too far out in front of her. She'll get it to Honeyman though and save it from going out of bounds. Dollinghouse, the short corner far side. This is Zoe Sudbeck with it. Garrity from 12 feet away, pass out to Holthouse. Left side corner, entry pass. Garrity, nice find. Bounce pass. Sudbeck shot no good, too strong around the rim for Zoe Sudbeck. Rebound for Jefferson West. This is Tuck going up the far side. Heavily defended by Callie Honeyman. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Schwinn, top of the key. 3-0 Nemaha Central lead. Pull-up jumper, no good. 12 feet away for Kinley Stones. Rebound Nemaha Central's Braden Garrity. Trying to push up the right side. Honeyman, top of the key catch. Garrity. Oldhouse. Those 3-point attempts on the year for Nemaha Central, but she decides to hold on to it for now. Garrity passed to Holdhouse. Now she'll try a three. Top of the key. Too strong. Tip by Garrity. Left side. And saved. Loose on the floor now and picked up. Now it's still loose. And dove on by Ella Dickey. She's able to get it up to Noel, who is on her knees. Jefferson West still looking for their first points. As mentioned, the first meeting, Nemaha Central got up to an 11-0 lead. They went on a 16-6 run before halftime. Set their deficit down to one. And now a pushing foul, an offensive foul. Now we'll go against Ella Dickey. He tried to come up to get the ball from Hallie Tuck. First substitution of the game is Emma Hermish, and she is not in the program. But I have her on my scorecard here, calling some Nemaha Central games earlier in the year. So unfortunately, I don't have a height or grade for her written down on the program. Hermish is going to try a three left side. It's too strong. Rebound by Kimmy Stone. Anna Hermish is on the program here. Here's a three straight away. That is good for Ella Dickey. And the senior guard for Jefferson West ties the game 3-3 with 4:45 to go opening quarter. Hermish entry pass, right side block, kick out. And Oldhouse has to go to her left to secure the pass in the corner, and she'll get it out to Dollinghouse. Far side corner, Hermish to Garrity, now back out. Hermish back to the top of the key as they work against the Jefferson West zone. High post catch, turnaround jumper, good for Reagan Garrity. 14-footer, nice touch. Garrity averaging 7 points per game. She is the fourth leading scorer on the team. They have four players averaging more than 7 points per game, including Sudbeck, Dollinghouse, and Heyman. And now a layup left side for Kimmy Stones, and she ties the game right back up at 5 apiece as we are halfway through this first quarter. Far side wing catch for Holthouse. Dribbles to her left once while giving it up to Dollinghouse. We have the high post to catch it. It's Honeyman. Kick out to Hermish. She'll try three. That is off the front of the rim. No good. And long rebound in the short corner far side by Hallie Tuck. Chance for the Tigers to take the lead here. Dickey gives it to Tuck. She'll hand it off to Schwinn. Driving left. She'll kick for Stones. Stones will give it to the top of the key. Tuck now will drive right. Nice bounce pass. Far side. Layup good for Colby Noel. Her first back to the game. And Jefferson West their first lead is 3:15 to go first quarter. Cross-court pass. Far side to Hermish. Top of the key. Garrity's going to try three. That is bottom. Garrity drains the triple. She's got five, and it's 8-7. Swing the double team is Dickey. She's able to get up to the far side for Kinley Stones. Avoids the double team. Under 3 minutes to go. Aston Schwinn's going to try to respond with three of her own. That's too strong, and that is tipped out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say that is last touched by Noel. Looks to me like that was tipped by Kimi Dollinghouse, who jarred it away from Noel, who had a clear pass to the rebound there. And Coach McCree not happy with that call, but we play on with 2:48 to go in the first quarter. To Dollinghouse, 3 points so far in the night, has it. She'll pass the far side to Hermish. Back to Dollinghouse, again, the Jefferson West 2-3 zone. Kind of extending it as Dickey comes to the top of the key. Three ball on the way, near side corner. Hermish knocks down a three. That's the third triple of the quarter for Nemaha Central. And they're going to say that Kinley Stone stepped over the out-of-bounds line to turn over to Nemaha Central. And the Thunder are again going to get the ball as the timeout is called by Coach McCree of Jefferson West. 11-7 Nemaha Central, 2:22 to go here in the first quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
2:22 remaining in quarter number one, 11-7. Omaha Central with lead at home against Jefferson West. Already 3 three-pointers for Omaha Central in the first period. Big game for both teams with league and sub-state standing ramifications. Here's a 3-4 holdhouse. That's no good. Offensive rebound, and Honeyman had it stripped. Good hands by Tuck, and she's able to outlet Dickey. So after the turnover, right before the break, Jefferson West gets a defensive stop. Schwinn, pass inside, shot, no good for Noel. Too strong. On the right side block. Here comes the Thunder. Nice pass to the cutter. That is Sudbeck. Can't get the shot to go. It's tipped out of bounds. Couldn't hold onto the rebound in Tigers. And Thunder will retain possession with 1:53 to go. Garrity, the inbounder. Gets to Honeyman. Permits to Holthouse. To Dollinghouse, far side corner. Her pass deflected by Tuck, and into her hands, they get a steal. Tigers trying to cut the deficit down to one possession. Far side corner, Stones. Set up by Holthouse, trying to cross her over, driving. Holthouse falls over, kicks it to the top of the key. Tuck drives, kicks, Schwinn with it. Drives left, and kicks it out, Stones. Tuck wants to go baseline around Honeyman. Wraparound pass to the opposite corner. Schwinn, entry pass, shot for Noel is no good, but she's fouled going up. A reach in against Zoe Sudbeck, her first, team's first. 1:20 to go. Rough start to the game for Zoe Sudbeck. A couple of missed shots around the cup, not committing the personal foul. First free throw on its way is no good for Noel. As our first free throw attempt of the ball game. One more try for the sophomore forward for Jeff West, and that's no good. Rebound Reagan Garrity of Omaha Central. Dollinghouse wants to push. Give to Hermish. Now to Garrity, top of the key. Sudbeck working the interior. Beg your pardon, that was Honeyman. Honeyman pass, top of the key. Wide open three on the way for Dollinghouse. Too strong. Rebound for Noel. Lily Sanders checked in the game during that last free throw. She got the rebound. Or the outlet pass, excuse me. Trouble in the corner is Kinley Stones, defended heavily by Dollinghouse. She's able to get rid of it, though. Bounce pass near side wing. Driving left. Bounce pass, Sanders goes to work from the far side block. Kicks it out. Three ball on the way for Tuck. That's short. And long rebound picked up in the air. It's loose and picked up by Emma Hermish, who's on the run. And nice hands by Allie Tuck, poking that away from her. Poked out of bounds. We'll stay with the Thunder with 31.4 seconds left in the period. Oh, no, they're going to say that was left touch by Omaha Central. So it's going to be Jefferson West basketball. Another chance for the Tigers to get back within a possession. Pitcher pass goes to Dickey. Getting away for a double team. Pass to Tuck. Bring it up the near sideline. Into the corner. And the pass deflected by Dollinghouse. That's And I'm going to say with the Tigers, and it's hands by Dollinghouse, poking that away from Hallie Tuck. 20.2 seconds left. We're hearing Coach McCree call his play here. Hallie Holthouse will check in for Omaha Central and for Dollinghouse. Stone's the inbounder. Get it into Dickey. Again, there's the play call for Coach McCree. From the top of the key, defended by Hermish. Near side wing to the catch for Stones with 7 seconds left. Stones dribbles to his right, pulls up a three off the dribble. That's no good. Long rebound, Tuck falling away with 2 seconds left. No good from 10 feet out. Rebound Holthouse, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. 11-7, Omaha Central with a 4-point lead after one quarter. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
5 points for Reagan Garrity. And it will be Emaw Central basketball out of the quarter break. 11-7 lead. Far side corner catch for Emma Hermish. Out about the three was Inna Hermish. It's her sister. Bounce pass out to Holthouse. Back to Inna. Her first minutes of this ball game is Kelly Honeyman, Reagan Garrity working the interior. Catch for Garrity, 15-footer off the front of the rim and rattles home. Long Central getting a steal here on the inbound by Honeyman, shot no good, but an offensive rebound by Emma Hermish. She stops at the block, kicks it out to her sister. Inna for three, rattles out of there, halfway down, popping out, and rebound for Jefferson West. Stones brings it across half court. 2 points for her after she scored 8 in the first meeting. Entry pass to Sanders. Right block. Double team. Kick it out. Stones tries a 3 near side corner. That is short. Tipped by Sanders, but into the hands of Callie Honeyman of Emaw Central. Holthouse bringing up the near side. The far side for Anna Hermish. Honeyman, top of the key to Holthouse. Anna Hermish now with it. Garrity with catch on the left short corner. And they'll continue to move the ball around quickly around the perimeter against this Jeff West press. 2-3 zone. It's Emma Hermish. No good from three. Ball tips out to Hallie Holthouse, and she'll get the offensive rebound from beyond the perimeter. She'll catch it and give it up to Honeyman. Right side short corner. Top of the key catch. 3 on the way. Anna Hermish again. That one's off the right side. No good. Tips in the air by Honeyman. Into the hands of Holthouse again. 2 offensive rebounds for the guard for Emaw Central. They're going to say she traveled as she was harassed heavily on the right side wing, as she was trying to avoid falling out of bounds. They're going to say she traveled with it, stuttering her feet. So Jefferson West basketball. Tigers trail on the road 13-7. 6:23 left to go here in the second quarter. Inbound is to Ella Dickey. Dickey across that court, defended by Dollinghouse all the way. Hands it off to Olivia Meyer. The junior guard gets into the paint on a drive. Keeps it out. 3 ball on the way for Tuck is good. And Hallie Tuck makes the second 3 of the day for Jefferson West. And that makes it 13-10. Cuts the deficit in half. Garrity pass left side for Holthouse. Back to Dollinghouse. Now far side for Emma Hermish. She had it poked away. Good hands by Meyer, but Hermish able to get it back. High post catch and a wild pass by Sudbeck. It goes out of bounds off Nemaha Central. It'll go to Jefferson West. Chance for Tigers. So once again, tied up here. Jefferson West has had one lead at one point. It was 7-6. But since then, it has been Nemaha Central all the way. They responded with a 7-0 run after that start. Dickey in trouble. Gets it to Tuck, who brings it across half court far side. She stops, she'll give it up to Dickey on the run left side. At the wing, gets the short corner on a drive. Pick out, Tuck goes middle. Jump stop, bounce pass. Shot rejected from Noel by Garrity. Rebound Emaha Central. I'll have pass up ahead across that court to Emma Hermish. So pass to the near side, open 3. Dollinghouse, no good, too strong off the heel. Rebound by Addison Schwinn, the sophomore for the Tigers. And Tuck will slow it up as they have a chance to breathe here a little bit as Emaw Central falls back a little bit. Man-to-man. Meyer goes middle from the corner on the far side. Bounce pass, wrap around, goes to Schwinn. Entry pass, Dewell falling to her left, shot no good. Long rebound, Dollinghouse. She wants to run. brings it up the near side. In the lane, shot on the runner is good for Cammie Donghouse, and she has five. It's 15-10. Dickey in trouble. Gave up her dribble. Pass across that court to Meyer is caught. She will now try to slow it up. She gives it to Tuck. Meyer, again, very aggressive so far. Driving baseline is Schwinn. She stopped and cut off there by Zoe Sudbeck. Spin around for Olivia Meyer. Kick out. Three on the way. No good for Tuck. Long rebound. Who's got it? It's on the Hermish. And reaching foul against Jeff West going the other way. And Olivia Meyer is charged with a reach-in. That's just the third foul of the game. Callie Honeyman, Jade Mackey checking in for Nemaw Central. And Kinley Stones back in for Jefferson West. Harriet Dean, a freshman, in for the Tigers as well. Near side wing catch for Holthouse. Top of the key. Sudbeck far side for Mackey. Short corner catch. Nice touch pass for Donghouse, but it's deflected. And into the hands of Jefferson West, Olivia Meyer, and a jump ball as Sudbeck got her hands in there and stopped the tie-up call. It will be Jefferson West basketball. 3:56 left to go in the second quarter, 15-10. Nemaha Central with the lead. On the run is Stones, brings up the near side, crossover dribble. Bounce pass, far side block, nice find. Layup is no good for Noel. It's halfway down, it popped out of there. Coach McCree upset as a foul going the other way. And that foul is going to go against Kimmy Stones. The team's second and her first. Far side wing catch, Mackey to Sudbeck, and a whistle and an offensive foul go against Callie Honeyman on a screen. And Reagan Garrity will quickly check back in. She'll come in for Zoe Sudbeck. Now Ella Dickey checking back in. She'll check in for Olivia Meyer. Full court pressure being applied by Nemaha Central. Dickey trying to get some help, gets it to Stones. Far side corner catch. Stones drive, kick. Dickey thought about the three, but gives it up to Stones. The screen by Dickey goes to her left. Drive, floater over. Garrity is good. Eye off the glass. Continue Stones. Now has 4 points, the first Tiger with multiple field goal makes. It's 15-12, and now a travel as Jade Mackey got hurried up, bringing it across that court for Nemaha Central. It'll be Jefferson West basketball with 3:06 to go, and a timeout called by Coach Hilchin of Nemaha Central. It'll be a 60-second break, so we'll take it. Back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
15-12. Nemaha Central leading Jefferson West at home. 3:03 remaining in the second quarter. Tiger basketball. So a chance for them to tie it here on this possession. Hand off. Dickey goes to Stones. Pass deflected, but into the hands of Pally Tuck. Coach McCree is telling Tuck to pull it out and reset with a new play. Extended zone here for Nemaha Central out of the break after they have been playing man-to-man all game. Stone's corner catch lob too high for Tuck, and Dellinghouse going to tip it. It goes into the backcourt, and she's going to catch it in the corner. Out to Holthouse. Give it to Garrity. She'll pass up the three, and she'll give it up to Mackey, far side wing. Holthouse, top of the key, Dellinghouse. Lob inside, tough, risky pass through. Gets through to Honeyman, and she lays it up and in on the right side. And that's her first basket of the game. And the Nemaha Central leading scorer on the season is on the board. 17-12 Thunder, 2:10 to go. Tuck coughs it up, Mackey with the steal for the Thunder. Going the other way, Dellinghouse. Shot is going to not count because it's an offensive foul. She ran through Kinley Stones, and Dellinghouse will be charged with her first personal foul. Emma Hermish will check back in. She'll come in for Jade Mackey. 2:05 remaining here in the second. Inbound to Dickey. Met by Dellinghouse. She get across half court, at least tried to. She sends opposite just shy of half court. Now she does get across. Pass goes to Stones, far side wing. And go back to Dickey. Screen to go to her right from Tuck. It's up there. Good help side defense by Emma Hermish. In trouble. Gets out of it by passing it backwards to Tuck. High post catch. Noel kicks it out. Dickey, three ball on the way. No good. Just to the right at the top of the key. And rebound by Garrity and Nemaha Central. Dellinghouse looking to push. And an offensive foul is going to be called on the opposite side against Dellinghouse again. As she pushed off on her defender is what the official says. Much to the dismay and displeasure of the Nemaha Central faithful. And with 1:30 to go in the quarter and a half, Tigers are going to get the ball back, trailing by 5. Low scoring second quarter. Nemaha Central has outscored Jefferson West 6-5. Dickey across half court, lob, far side corner. Stone, corner to corner pass to Schwinn. Tuck, get it to Sanders, working the interior from the near side block. She'll kick it out of there, swing it around to the far side corner to Stone. Dickey moving the ball, thought about the three was Dickey, but she passes it up. 1:05 to go in the half. Drive baseline for Stones. Underneath the basket, wanted a reverse layup, and she traveled. As soon as she saw it wasn't available, she tried to hold on to the ball and pass it. And by the time she had done that, she took a third step. And now it's Nemaha Central basketball with 1 minute to go. Holthouse brings it up for Nemaha Central. To Jade Mackey, far side corner, Hermish, trying the three. Emma Hermish, too strong, grazes the back rim, the left side, into the hands of the sophomore small forward, Addison Schwinn. And with 43 seconds left, Jeff West gets the ball right back after a quick Nemaha Central one-and-done possession. Tuck wants it, she gets it, top of the key. Schwinn, near side corner catch for Dickey. Tuck, bounce pass. Back to Dickey to Schwinn, far side for Stones. Sanders working the interior on the left side. 19 seconds left in the half. Stones catch. Lob inside. Nice defense, but too nice as Garrity is charged with the personal foul as intended for Sanders. Garrity is charged with her first personal. Dellinghouse on the bench for the Thunder after picking up her second personal foul. Both coming in a very short amount of time on offensive foul calls. Catch on the inbound to Sanders, to Dickey, to Schwinn. Top of the key. Right side, 10 seconds. Three ball for Tuck on the way. Too strong. Missing the rim. 6 seconds left. Loose on the floor. And a jump ball is called. It'll be Thunder basketball with 5.5 seconds left. And since they're on offense, Dellinghouse will check back in. Possibly give her one more chance to score before the break, which ironically, offense is where she got both of her fouls. Inbound, Dellinghouse, pass up ahead to Holthouse, will try three with 3 seconds left, far side wing, no good, good look at it, Sanders with the rebound, and the first half has come to a close. 17-12 our score at halftime, and coming up next, we have our halftime report brought to you by Havana Community College. Once again, it's Nemaha Central 17, Jefferson West 12, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Seneca. Our score, Nemaha Central 17, Jefferson West 12. Here in a halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Recapping how the first half has happened so far, what's been going on? Well, Nemaha Central came out firing at the beginning of the ballgame, knocked down three threes in the first quarter. Reagan Garrity scored 5 points to jumpstart the Thunder offense, and that gave them an 11-7 lead at the quarter's end. However, the second quarter, offense kind of came at a premium. Just 11 combined points with the Thunder outscoring the Tigers 6-5. Garrity got two more points in that quarter. She has a game-high 7 points at halftime. Again, 17-12 is our score. Looking at leading scores, first for Jefferson West, 4 points for Kinley Stone. And mentioned a couple times that she led the first meeting in scoring with 8 points, so she's right on track to match that. Also, 3 points apiece for Ella Dickey and Hallie Tuck, as those two have made a pair of three-pointers, and a two-point field goal for Colby Noel. And as for Nemaha Central, leading the way of scoring, of course, is Reagan Garrity. She has 7. Cammy Dollinghouse also has 5. 3 points for Emma Hermish. And 2 points for Callie Honeyman. Both teams hoping for more offense here in the second half coming up. So one of the first games throughout the area to get to halftime, so I'm not sure how many halftime scores we're going to have, but we're going to step aside for another break, and when we come back, we'll try to see if we can scrape some scores together, and then we'll also have keys to the second half, and then get the second half underway. Back here in a few minutes as we're on our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Omaha Central leads Jefferson West 17-12 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The officers and staff at United Bank and Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Seneca locations. Stop in for a bowl of soup and conversation. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at our annual open house that will take place on Wednesday, February 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Halftime here in Seneca, the Omaha Central leading Jefferson West 17-12. Your halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Looking at some scores from around the area, starting off in the Big 7, Holton leading at Sabetha 17-11. In Hiawatha, they are leading Royal Valley handily 24-9. And by the way, in that Holton-Sabetha game, quite a few turnovers in the first half. Sabetha with 13, Holton with 11. So an ugly game going on there. In the Twin Valley League, halftime, as Duncan West currently leading Lynn 28-16. Also, after the first quarter, Frankfort leads Washington County 14-6. After a quarter of action, Axel leading Blue Valley Randolph 16-8. And how about this one at halftime? Troy leading Hanover 15-10. Kind of a surprise for that one. Harper Wettstein didn't play her best in the first half of their game on Tuesday against Axel, but she came around and was able to make 13 second-half points and help them in a strong fourth quarter to defeat Axel. That game was right here on KMZA. And speaking of games right here on KMZA, we'll be broadcasting the Thunder once again coming up next Tuesday. That'll be against Riverside for the regular season finale for both teams. And Omaha Central trying to lock up a share of the Big 7 title tonight. They can do so just to win, but if they win and Riverside loses, they'll get the outright title. And the game on Tuesday will be just for bragging rights. And also for substate as well for both teams. Keys to the second half for Omaha Central. Get some better shots inside. They shot a lot of threes. And their shots inside, although they missed a few, their opportunities inside were not plentiful. We get more shots inside. And as for Jefferson West, if more than anything else, keep that defense going. Because as long as your defense keeps doing what you're doing, like they did in the first half, you can hold Omaha Central to just 17 points in the second half, and they can give themselves a chance to stay in it or even win the game. So keep the defensive pressure on for Jefferson West. Those are your keys to the second half. And we're getting ready for the second half to get underway. And the inbound will be on the far side. That's all we know so far. Got one more score for you at the half in the NEKL, the only NEKL score we have. Jack Knights leading McLeod 22-4. So we need Nemaha Central basketball out of the break. They'll come out with Honeyman, Dollinghouse, Holthouse, Sudbeck, and Garrity. And for Jefferson West, there'll be Dickey, Cuck, as well as Schwinn, Stones, and Noel. So both teams going with their starting five. And we're back underway. Dollinghouse will bring it across half court. Dollinghouse with two personal fouls. Both up in the last 2 minutes. Both on offensive fouls. And she'll get it from the near side wing. Drive right side. Getting through a double team and laying it up off the glass and in. Tough job laying it up after splitting the double team. The Thunder get the first points of the second half. Schwinn to Tuck to Dickey to the right of the top of the key. To Stones, who got a screen from Noel to get to the far side corner. Couldn't get her open, though, to get a shot off. Tuck in trouble. She's tripped up, and that'll be a travel. Feet got caught up with Callie Honeyman, and Coach McCree thinking that one should have been a foul because it's not giving her any room to move. That's not what it's going to be called. It'll be a travel going the other way. And now a whistle. And I missed it. What do we have here? We have an offensive foul on Reagan Garrity on the far side underneath. That's why I didn't see it. It was off the ball. And Garrity picked up her second personal foul. Coach Hilgen getting the explanation. He's not happy about that call. Here's the inbound. That's a bad one by Stones. Easily in the hands of Sudbeck. As a wounded duck of a pass. He's a shot high at the glass for Dollinghouse. That's too strong off the back of the iron from 6 feet away. And a rebound for Stones. She'll try to right her wrong by bringing it up the far side. All the way to the corner. Wraparound pass goes near the backboard, but it's caught by Schwinn. Pass deflected by Honeyman. She tried to save it. Here comes Honeyman, left side, and sets shot blocked by Schwinn, and Coach Hilton wanting a foul, not going to get it. And Honeyman not protecting the basketball. She went from the left side with her right hand, allowing for Schwinn to have that one be knocked away. Not protecting the basketball that time. Here's a lob, and an alley-oop to Sudbeck, but it's off the right side, no good. And a foul against Sudbeck off the miss. It's been, as I mentioned earlier, a rough night for Zoe Sudbeck. She's still scoreless. After averaging 7 points per game, she's had a few opportunities and good looks inside, but hasn't been able to make any yet. Dickey in trouble, double team. She gives up a dribble. Coach McCree wanting a timeout, and the official on the far side, I think, gave a turnover, but the official that got the timeout, they're going to allow Jefferson West to get the timeout. And that is the right call because Coach McCree wasn't calling for the timeout. And we will take it as well with 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. 19-12, Nemaha Central with the lead back in 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansas Land. 6:37 to go here in quarter number three. Nemaha Central leading at home against Jefferson West, 19-12. Jefferson West will get the ball out of the break after calling a timeout in trouble in the press. Dickey goes from the right side to the left in front of me, and now Honeyman stripped it. It's picked back up by Dickey. Crowd wanted to travel, but she lost possession. Here's a crossbow pass that's thrown away by Garrity. Ryan push, but she stops. She'll give it up to Holthouse. Holthouse, the top of the key, Dollinghouse, jab step left, pass right, back to Holthouse. Sudbeck flashes, doesn't give it to her. Said it'll be a high post catch for Garrity. Puts it down low, allowing Jefferson West to swarm her. Bounce pass to the back far side short corner. Nice pass to Garrity. Lays it up and in. 6 foot junior made that one look easy. She's got 9. Leading all scores, it's 21-12. Jefferson West looking for their first points of the half. Schwinn with a catch to Stones. Cross court pass far side to Tuck. Another cross court pass this side to Schwinn. Stones going to try a contested three. That is good. Honeyman had a hand on her face, but she buries it either way. Her first three-point basket of the night. She has seven. She leads the Tigers in scoring. It's 21-15. Gary thought about the three. She made one earlier in the second quarter. Driving baseline. Subbeck kind of pushed off a little bit. Nothing called. In trouble in the short corner. And another timeout is going to be called, this time by Coach Helchin. And Subbeck getting some help from her head coach. It'll be another 30-second break. We'll be back. Year and a half a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
KMZA.
5:21 remaining in quarter number three with Nemaha Central leading at home against Jefferson West, 21-15. Inbound to Garrity for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse will pass it right into the hands of Ella Dickey. Here's a steal for Jefferson West, hoping to do something with it. Doesn't have numbers, so we'll take it all the way to the cup. Layup, no good. And the left side, rebound Honeyman on the run. To Garrity. Dollinghouse from the right side. She lost the handle of it. Loose on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, and it'll go to Jefferson West. 3 minutes exactly gone here in this third quarter. And once again, Jeff West will take on the Nemaha Central press. Stone, block pass, Dickey. Or other way around, excuse me. And across that court, Schwinn, she traveled. And she knew it. A sloppy ball game for both teams here. A lot of missed shots around the rim, a lot of turnovers. It was a promising start for Nemaha Central after making three-pointers in the first quarter, but not much offense outside of that from either team. Emma Hermish in the ball game for Nemaha Central. She's on the near side wing. She'll get the pack here. Dribble middle, stopped at the near side elbow. Short corner. Garrity thought about the mid-range jumper, but she holds on to it. Holdhouse going to try a three. That's blocked. Nice closeout by Kimley Stones. Gets the rejection on the three into the hands of the Tigers. Two possession game. Dickey with it. One dribble. Thought about the three. Here's a catch for Tuck. Almost wasn't ready for that pass. First side corner, Stone. Tuck. Holding on to it. Surveying her options. Move back to Dickey against the 2-3 zone for Nemaha Central. Entry pass. Triple team. And whistle and jump ball as Dellinghouse comes in there and reaches in and gets Colby Noel tied up. And it'll be Nemaha Central basketball with 4:02 to go here in quarter number three. Only 7 combined points in this quarter. Only had 11 combined in the second quarter. That's almost too tall for Honeyman, but she corrals it out to Dollinghouse, far side for Holdhouse. One dribble, stop there, almost a travel. Back out to Holdhouse, cross-court pass, back to Dollinghouse. Pass the bucket into the hands of Honeyman, right side short corner. It's a lot of defense from Jeff West here. Mentioned that was the key to the second half for the Tigers to in order to keep themselves in this game, rather than themselves get a chance to win, they have to keep it up on the defensive side of the basketball, and they have done just that here in the opening 4.5 minutes of this third quarter. Far side corner catch, Emma Hermish, wide open three, though, coming off a screen, and she buries it. Nice screen down low set by Reagan Garrity, and Emma Hermish drains her second three of the game. She has 6 points. It's 24-15, and now Dickey falls over, tried to pass it. It was deflected. And out of bounds, it'll stay with Jefferson West. And a substitution for the Tigers. Tiger basketball. Ashley Moser, Gage's sister, checking into the ball game. Thunder with it with 3 minutes to go. Or rather, other way around, Jeff West with it for 3 minutes to go. Three ball on the way, no good, this time by Schwinn. Rebound for the Thunder. Coming the other way, shot on the run, falling to a right, no good for Callie Honeyman into the hands of Schwinn. Outlet pass, thrown away by Dollinghouse. Bounce pass, Honeyman gets away from a defender, shot straight away, is good and one. Honeyman takes the contact, gets the hoop and the harm. She has 4 points now. Hits the naked five after the foul committed by Burley Sanders. Now Harry Dean, the freshman, checking in for the first time this half. Checking in for Addison Schwinn. Free throw is good for the 5'11 junior, Callie Honeyman. And a turnover on the inbounds again for Kinley Stone. The second time she's done that today. And Coach McCree is going to call a timeout. 27-15 our score. Emaus Central's lead is ballooned to 12 with 2:43 left to go in the third quarter. Their largest of the day. Back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
KMZA.
A 10-3 run for Nemaha Central out of the halftime break. And it is 17-12 at the break. Now 27-15. It took Nemaha Central a little while to get going offensively, but Emma Hermish knocking down a three. Cammy Dollinghouse, Reagan Garrity with a couple of two-pointers, and Callie Honeyman with an and-one. By the way, that and-one from just a couple minutes ago in real time, the first free throw attempt of the day for Nemaha Central. There has been just three free throws attempted. This game tonight has not really been that physical. It's all about just moving the ball around the perimeter against each other's zones. And the ball has not really been in the interior that much for either team. A lot of threes in this game. On the inbound, I say that, and a foul committed by Nemaha Central, or by Jefferson West on the inbound, and Kelly Honeyman with a catch in the middle of the paint as she shot from the middle of the paint. She got fouled by Kinley Stones. I'll be here second, so two more free throws for Kelly Honeyman here. First free throw is good. Honeyman, a 50.6% free throw shooter prior to today. He had a leading score, 9.5 points, 6.3 rebounds, leading the team in both those categories. Honeyman makes both. Makes it 29-15. 5 points in the quarter, 7 on the game, and a jump ball is in trouble was Moser. And the jump ball will give the ball back to Jefferson West with 2:38 to go in the third quarter. 29-15, a 12-3 run. And now another turnover. Honeyman has it. Bringing it up the near side. It gets bumped. Shot no good. Rebound Hallie Holthouse. She goes to her right. Pass to Dollinghouse. That shot's no good. Loose in the near side corner. Dollinghouse is fouled by Stones near third. Stones not happy. Can't tell if it's either the call or just the current circumstances that she's not happy with, but Schwinn, Noel, and Tuck will check in for Stone, Moser, and Sanders for Jefferson West. 2:20 to go. 29-15. Here's the inbound to Honeyman. Shot no good on the run, falling to her right. Tip by Honeyman into the hands of Holthouse. Another chance for the Thunders. They keep getting more offensive rebounds. Short corner catch far side. That should have been a travel. It wasn't called against Honeyman. Holthouse holds onto it near side wing. Dollinghouse lobs it into Sudbeck, kicks it out to Holthouse. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. High post catch, dangerous pass to Sudbeck, and a whistle and a push in the back against Jefferson West. That's going to go against Noel. That'll be her first. And deep down number four. Reagan Garrity checking back in for Nemaha Central, checking in for Zoe Sudbeck, so Nemaha Central getting some additional size with Honeyman and Garrity both in the game. Inbound is Emma Hermish. High post catch, Honeyman. Cross-court pass to your side, Hallie Holthouse. Holds on to it, now dribbles once. We're giving it up to Hermish, top of the key. Hand off to Dollinghouse, the call to play. Holthouse holds on to it. Thought about the three. I'll give up to Hermish. Cross-court pass back to Holthouse, near side wing. Entry pass, Garrity, nice shot on the run for Honeyman. What a pass by Garrity. Honeyman, who moved to her left to make the catch, She lays it up and in. It's 31-15. To 1:20 to go here in this third quarter. Lob it up to nobody. Nobody was there. And another turnover for Jefferson West, this time across half court. They've turned it over quite a bit in the back court. This time they turned it over in the front court. Dumont Central, another chance to keep extending their lead. It was 17-12 at halftime, but a 14-3 run for the Thunder. Holthouse, pass fake, lobs it to Dellinghouse. Pass fake, left, goes right. Three ball on the way, too strong by Emma Hermisch. And rebound secured by Ella Dickey. So a rare one and done for Dumont Central. Can't get an offensive rebound this time. Pass fake to the corner left side, and trouble is tucked. She'll bounce it out to Dickey. 40 seconds left to go in this third quarter. So just 3 points and one field goal made by Jefferson West in this quarter. First side corner catch for Schwinn. Crossover pass to left side. Entry pass denied by Garrity into the hands of Holthouse. There was nothing there. No business throwing that pass. Here comes the Thunder. Honeyman bounce pass. Block to block to Garrity. Lob it out. Three on the way. Good for Emma Hermisch. Knocks down her third three of the day, her second of the quarter. She has 9 points, 10 seconds left for Jeff West, 34-15. Schwinn, 5 seconds, drives left, stop at Garrity. That shot rejected in the hands of Hermisch with 3 seconds left and a foul against Jefferson West. With 2.3 seconds left, it's going the other way. And that goes against Noel. That is her second. And Hermisch will check in. And actually, that was the fifth foul, so 15 fouls, there'll be two free throws. So chance for 4 points for the Thunder. And two shots coming up for Emma Hermisch. Person on the way is good. She now has 10 points on her ball game. 9 points for Callie Honeyman and 9 for Reagan Garrity. Kind of just the way Nemaha Central has done things this year. Multiple different scores. Second one is no good. And tipped out of bounds with 1.1 seconds left to Jefferson West. First free throw miss of the game for the Thunder. They're 4 for 5. Let's inbound it, and that'll be the end of the quarter. 35-15 as Nemaha Central outscores Jefferson West 18-3 in the third quarter. We go to the fourth, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central outscores Jeff West 18-3 in the third quarter. And they lead it 35-15 going into the fourth. 10 points for Emma Hermisch, 9 each for Reagan Garrity and Callie Honeyman, and 7 for Cammie Dollinghouse. Here we go with quarter number 4 as the Thunder start out with possession. Three ball on the way, far side corner, short for Emma Hermisch. Loose on the floor, picked up by Anna Hermisch. Bounce pass to Sudbeck. Can't get her first shot to fall of the night. Another good look from outside, just outside the block on the right side. Rebound for Stone. She's going to take it coast to coast, gets fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. It's bumped by Anna Hermisch. That'll be your first personal foul. Just one field goal make for the Tigers in that third quarter. First free throw is good. That's the first free throw make of the game for Jefferson West. They are 1-for-3 as a team. Stone's now at 8 points. Second one's up, and that one is no good. Rebound goes in the hands of Anna Hermish, and she gets bumped by Addison Schwinn. She thought that was an offensive foul. Going the other way, Mackey entered pass to Anna Hermish, and a travel. Out of control just a little bit. And Nemaw Central is once again going to press. Inbound goes to Dickey. Pass backwards to Stones. Kind of a looser press, but Nemaw Central not letting up despite being up by 19. Stones carried it just across half court. They're going to say it's a double dribble. It should be a carry, but either way, Nemaw Central gets the ball back on a turnover. Nemaw Central going to win. Well, not win the Big 7, but clinch a share of the Big 7 title. The seventh consecutive year. Nemaw Central will catch a piece with the Big 7 title. There's 7 minutes left to go, up by 19. Driving is Emma Hermish, kicks it out to Anna. Floater, no good. Tipped into the hands of Noel. Here come the Tigers. Again, just one field goal make in that third quarter. Schwinn near side corner. Pass thrown away for Anna Hermish. Thunder bringing up the middle. And 1 year it's in for head coach Haddon Hilgen after a bit of a slow start to the season. He started off the year beating Centralia. The three is good for Hallie Holthouse. But boy, I tell you what, calling that game versus Centralia, that Nemaw Central team, if they keep playing like that for 20 games, they are not winning the Big 7. That is for sure. They did not play very good in that game. As Stone stumbles, goes into the hands of Noel, and she'll put it up and in. It's a fortunate break for the Tigers, and that's her second field goal of the game, and her first since the first quarter, 38-18. What a job that Coach Hilgen has done, and the girls have really improved a lot, really got an identity of a real sense of camaraderie and teamwork, as here's a carry by Jade Mackey, of all go to Jefferson West. They're going to win their ninth game in a row. Again, their last loss was in the Wellsville Top Gun Invitational in the semifinal round to Spring Hill. They lost that game in triple overtime. And they're also win their 26th game in the last 27 tries in league play. And also, how about this? The little fun fact that I had, this will be the second consecutive year that will clinch their league title on February 16th. Did it in 2023, and we'll do it again here in 2024. Riverside hosting Perry the Compton, a very winnable game for the Cyclones, and likely won't clinch it outright tonight, but they have a chance to do that on Tuesday. As for Riverside, if they win tonight and they win on Tuesday here in this building, and they will also clinch a share as the three-pointer is good for Ella Dickey. He hit the rim about 5 times. That's her second three of the day. Again, her first since the first quarter. She has 6, 38-21 with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Nice backdoor cut. Layup and in for Callie Honeyman. What a game she's having. Second Thunder player to get in double figures. She has 11. Is now the leading scorer in this ball game. Free ball. Trying to respond. That's no good. Too strong by Kinley Stones. An offensive rebound to Well with another putback and in. Getting some garbage time points here. She has 6. Specified a subback. Need to get her going. Give her some confidence. That shot's no good. Off the backboard. Too strong. She is 0 for 5 from the floor tonight. Again, she's had some good looks. And if you're her, you just got to shake it off and leave this one in the past. Her junior season, so she'll get one more go at it. This is still a Nemaw Central team that brings a lot back. If here's a three-pointer, that's no good. Rebound Nemaw Central. Only 2 seniors. Anna Hermish and Kate Barkowski. Far side corner catch for Callie Honeyman. So they'll bring pretty much almost everybody back next year. As for Riverside, they lose Taylor Weiser. Pass to Reagan Garrity. Shot off the glass is no good. Rebound for Colby Noel, which, of course, one player isn't everything, but for Riverside, she is a good solid majority of their offense. So a really difficult, next to impossible, replacing one of the best players in the state next year for the Cyclones. So they'll experience some regression. There's no denying that. Pass inside is in the hands of Noel, but she has to go to the floor to get it. Shot up, no good by Dickey. Rebound for Zoe Sudbeck of Nemo on Central, 3:25 to go. Now foul going the other way. Reach in against Ella Dickey. So for next year, who's going to be? They'll be kind of on the come up in the Big 7. The Hiawatha, or maybe, I guess they need to be the Big 7 next year. Now that I think about it, you have the Big East. So now Nemo Central have to compete with the likes of Silver Lake for a league title. So that's going to be very challenging to do with that Silver Lake team 17-0 this season. They're at Class 4A Rock Creek tonight, and they're at Royal Valley to finish up their season on Tuesday. Well, actually, they do play again on the 22nd. That does not go towards their sub-state record. And slash the tape by Honeyman. She fouled, and she'll get two free throws with 3:13 to go. 40-23 our score. Nemo Central on their way to winning another ball game here in Big 7 play. Other teams they'll be competing against, Rossville. Again, Rossville, 15-3 this year. They'll be in the league. So will Riley County. They're 10-7. So this team is, or this league is going to be getting some really good teams coming in from the Mideast League. The first free throw is good for Callie Honeyman. She now has 12 points. What a ball game for her. She had 7 points in the third quarter. Second one on the way. That one is no good this time. Her first miss from the charity stripe. She's 5 on the day, 41-23 a score. St. Mary is another really good team. They'll come in. They're 9-8, but again, they're 7th place in the sub-state, and this sub-state that is just brutal. Riley County 10-7 as well. So they're facing, they're in this sub-state with a lot of Mideast teams that will be in the Big East next year with the Thunder. All alone is Emma Hermes. She could have shot it if she wanted to, but instead holds on to it. Dollinghouse will try a 3 far side corner. That's off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound Jefferson West. 41-23. Thunder still well in control of this ball game with 2.5 to go. As for Jefferson West, they're going to fall to 5-9 and 7-12 overall. And as for ramifications for the Tigers in the play, here's a steal by Dollinghouse. So back run out layup is no good, but she'll go to the free throw line once again. So Jefferson West, they fall to 7-12. Nemo Central wins tonight. They'll be tied for third place. It is very unlikely that Perry LeCompton defeats Riverside, so they will drop to 6-13. So it's going to be Jefferson West and Hiawatha. They're tied for third. Hiawatha, if they win and Jefferson West loses and Perry LeCompton loses, they will clinch a home court advantage in sub-state. The boys have... they're very close to clinching home court as well on the boys' side. First time tonight that we see Kate Warkowski, senior for Nemaha Central, checking in. Second free throw as Honeyman missed the first. She makes the second. He goes 1-for-2, and timeout is called. And we'll take it as well. We're back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making, quick responses on questions, personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals, guidance with the latest technology, on-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
43-23, Nemaha Central leading at home against Jefferson West. 2:15 left to go in our ball game. And looking back at the Royal Valley Girls Substate standings, Jefferson West losing, Hiawatha winning, and ACCHS, they have 3 games left. The other teams have 2 games left. There's a good chance that Hiawatha could get second in sub-state. It's a bounce pass that goes out of bounds. So, Nemaha Central, if they win their last 2 games, they'd be 8-12, and that could honestly be good enough for them to be second place in sub-state. It kind of just goes to show the vast difference between that sub-state and the Riley County sub-state, which is the one with 7 of the 8 teams above 500. So in that one, ACCHS in second place, 6-9. They're at Oskaloosa tonight, a tough matchup for the Tigers. Here's a shot that's blocked, which would be a foul against the Tigers, 1:49 to go, and going out to go to line shoot two. That foul goes against Meyer for second. So hypothetically, if ACCHS loses to all the teams that have better records than them, that would mean they go 1-2. They'll put them at 7-11 on the season. If Hiawatha, they win these last two games, it would be 8-12. And that actually would, I believe my math is right, that actually would give ACCHS the winning percentage lead in that regard. But if ACCHS loses out and Hiawatha wins out, then the Red Hawks could get second. And that one is no good as well. So Dollinghouse misses both free throw attempts. And out of bounds, the rebound will go to Tigers. We're going to have a lot of answers to these questions in a short amount of time, as we have just most of the teams in the area just have two games left, but as mentioned, some have three. And some have an extra game that doesn't count towards their sub-state standings. The sub-state standings for Class 2 and 3A are to be submitted next Wednesday. And now a foul on a steal attempt. That'll be, as Dollinghouse got the steal, they're going to say that Meyer picked up the foul for Tigers. So 1:27 left to go in the game. And two more free throws coming up for Kami Dollinghouse. In Class 1A, though, sub-state records are turned in this Saturday. And the sub-state tournaments begin on Thursday. First free throw good for Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse now with 8 points for the Thunder. The second one on its way is good. She is 2-for-6 from the free throw line tonight. Jade Mackey back in the game for the Thunder. Barkowski is still in. Anna Hermesh in, and also in is Zoe Sunbeck. 1:20 to go. 45-23 Nemaha Central. They're going to clinch a share of the Big 7 title. Three ball for Meyer is too strong. A rebound by Sudbeck. 1:09 to go. Lob inside. Going to work is Anna Hermesh. Kick it out. Three ball for Barkowski. That's short. Rebound for Sudbeck. She'll kick it out instead of putting it up. She had a good angle pulling up. 50 seconds left. Mackey, she'll drive middle. Jump stop. Shot on the run. That might have been deterred by Dickey. Put back West. Put back is no good, but she's fouled. Chance for her to score for the first time tonight. Go back to the Riley County sub-state standings. I mentioned Nemaha Central winning. We'll put them at 17-2. And that would put them up a game and a half upon Rossville, who's in third. It's the first free throw. No good for Sudbeck. So they don't clinch anything tonight in regards to those standings. And as mentioned, Rossville is hosting Riley County tonight. And then on Monday, they're at 4A Rock Creek, who is 4-13 on the year. Second free throw is good for Sudbeck, making it 46-23. And that's her first point of the game. 37 seconds left in this one. A big-time win for Nemaha Central. Three ball for Addison Schwinn. That one pops out of there. No good. 25 seconds left. And another reminder that our boys game will be coming up after this one. Pass touched by Sudbeck. It's loose, picked up by Meyer with a steal. 14 seconds left. Stones brings it, trying to go in transition with 10 seconds left, and she's fouled with 10.3 left. By Anna Hermesh, that's her second. So 10 points for Emma Hermesh, 12 for Callie Honeyman. 9 for Kami Dollinghouse, as well as 9 for Reagan Garrity. 8 seconds left. Catch by Meyer. Dickey with 3. She'll throw it up. That is good. Off the backboard at the buzzer. And that's how this game comes to a close. Nemaha Central wins 46-25. We have our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by the Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Omaha Central girls win at final score 46-25. We take a look at our overall stats individually for both teams. Starting off with Jefferson West, leading the way in scoring with 8 points was Ella Dickey, 7 points for Kimmy Stone, 6 points for Kobe Noel, and 3 for Hallie Tuck. As for Omaha Central, they are led by Callie Honeyman. She had 12 points, 10 for Emma Hermish, 9 apiece for Cami Donhouse, and 9 Reagan Garrity. Also 3 points for Hallie Holdhouse and a free throw for Zoe Sudbeck. Here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, you the best in the business. Recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Now, crowning your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank, we'll give it to Callie Honeyman. She had 7 points in the third quarter. She is your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Once again, final score, 46-25. Omaha Central gets the win, and they clinch a share of their seventh consecutive Big 7 title in the final year of the Big 7 League. So congratulations to Haddon Helchin, and they are going to be Big 7 League champions. Whether it's going to be split or outright will be determined by their game at Riverside coming up next Tuesday. Let's step aside for a break, and we'll come back in a bit. We'll have the boys game coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.